He announced that, by a special decree of Comrade Napoleon, Beasts of England had been abolished. From now onwards, it was forbidden to sing it. The animals were taken aback. "Why?" cried Muriel. "It is no longer needed, comrade," said Squealer, stiffly. "Beasts of England was a song of the rebellion, but the rebellion is now completed. The execution of the traitors this afternoon was the final act. The enemy, both external and internal, has been defeated. In Beasts of England, we expressed our longing for a better society in days to come, but that society has now been established. Clearly, the song has no longer any purpose."
His right hand tightened on the tiny envelope of pills. So long as the end did not come with violence, so long as it did not have to be a butchery before their eyes, Robert Neville looked out over the new people of the earth. He knew that he did not belong to them. He knew that. Like the vampires, he was anathema and black terror to be destroyed. And, abruptly, a concept came, amusing to him even in his pain. A coughing chuckle filled his throat. He turned and leaned against the wall while he swallowed the pills.